literally start immediately. A wing my wit. I can start immediately. A wing my wit. How you like that, dude?
A wing my wit. We on, baby.
Who went down this week? Since our last cast. Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk.
Fucking
Power Restaurateur.
Yeah.
Mario Batali and the other guy.
Donovan McNabb. This one lady got like 10 players.
Did she really?
Well, not 10, but she got like 5.
This is the Alpha Apocalypse.
She got Warren Sapp, dude. I love Warren Sapp.
It's the Alpha Apocalypse,
this
dude.
This is.
It's literally like, it's insane how well thought out this whole thing's been.
What, how you think it's?
Well, like last year it was like, you can't, if a woman comes out, you can't deny it. Yeah. So then that they got indoctrinated with that, and now it's just like, here come fucking 500 women from the hills being like, he showed me his penis, he grabbed my crotch, and it's just like, holy fucking shit. Yeah.
And again, the old, if they read your text publicly, you sound like such a fucking pervert.
Dude, it's so funny hearing, the one guy, I was just reading it, it was like, I love reading the complaints and seeing like what exactly happened, and I'm always like, can't be that bad. It's like he bit my hip. I like ducked under the restaurant and like the bar, and he like was biting my love handles. It's like, God damn, dude.
Well, actually, you could do that kind of funny if you were fucked up. We don't know their relationship.
Yeah, I mean,
apparently it wasn't that close if she's saying it was that. But
at least it's not anymore, dude. If you're out biting love handles, I mean, I've been bitten.
I'll bite your handles. I'll bite your hips.
Yeah, it's insane, dude. What we're like.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's coming in, not a, whatchamacallit, we're entering like a, some sort of, what the fuck's the word for North Korean, a dictatorship of just fucking opinion. It's like
totalitarian.
It is, dude, of just women's
authoritarian
opinions.
Authoritarian.
Autocratic, dude.
Women with fucking, they're worried about Mercury and retrograde, dude, astrology, and also.
Anymore, it takes a couple of people saying like.
You wrote, what you were saying before we went on about Burger King employees.
Yeah, man.
That's a real, you gotta be worried.
You don't think that's gonna trickle down?
Yeah.
At every fucking level, dude.
Little Reaganomics with these sex accusations.
If you're the fucking dumpy white dude who happens to be the manager of a Burger King at this given time.
Get out of here.
You got your extra pin, dude. You don't think they're gonna put that shit together and be like, yeah, fuck him. I've been late 6 times to work, and he said he's going to fire me. Okay. Get a little coalition of the fry flippers, dude. They'll be like, yeah, he definitely showed us a penis.
Coalition of the fry flippers. Yeah, I mean.
Women, dude, we're done. It's it.
Yeah?
They've cornered our queen.
I knew
now.
Once they got Marshall Faulk and Donovan McNabb and Warren Sapp, I was.
They got, like, it was like 6 other people named.
Yeah.
And it was all showing penis,
and
asking
was,
for head. It,
she
it
was
a,
like, and the thing that sucks when they read the text or like what somebody said, it's like, because it goes from like lawyer speak,
mm-hmm.
like a very professional document, and then it's like, and then the plaintiff was like all this crazy shit, and then it's like, my penis, my dick is so hard right now from you, and it's like, that's when the defendant was, but like, it's crazy.
I know, it
shit.
Does. It is a weird contrast. Imagine being the makeup lady too for the NFL studios. It's just like,
oh, you're getting dong.
It's just dongs coming out, and these are dongs that
dude,
people bust out.
Peyton Manning put his dick on a lady's head.
Did he really?
Yeah, when he was at Tennessee.
Really?
An athletic trainer was like working on his ankle. And he put his fucking nutsack on her forehead.
Oh my God! You gotta. How come he's
that's
not?
Peyton,
well,
dude.
That was.
It was just before this wave hit.
So that's cool.
So like, there's kind of a double jeopardy on these things.
Yeah, at any
like
minute,
if it gets brought out publicly once, and you apologize, and everybody moved on, it's tough to go back.
He's still biting his nails in that Papa John's money, dude. He's like, don't talk about my
Papa's
nuts on
in
your
the
head,
house, dude. He put his.
He probably paid that lady off. He probably said, like, look, I'm getting this much money a month from Papa John's. Shut your fucking yap, dude.
I'll give you $3 million because I put my sack on your forehead in college.
Yeah. Imagine, like, you got to have some dong to be flopping it out like that.
I mean, Peyton Manning's probably got a hog.
Peyton Manning's got
Even
a
if
hog,
he doesn't,
definitely.
If he has a small hog, he still has the confidence to put his dick on someone.
Peyton Manning's draping, dude. He's definitely draping. You can't, you like, if I was getting my makeup done, my last thought would be like, let me bust out my tiny flaccid penis. I would never do that. If I got to put myself
My penis is so tiny and flaccid that at that point, I don't feel it. I'm not thinking about it.
The whole point of my sex game is to hide my penis until I've wooed someone so successfully that I'm like, all right, I can bust this little guy out.
Yeah.
If I was just going dick first, just like I knew I had to solve 6 chilling, the game would be changed.
The meek are inheriting the earth right now.
Oh,
small dicks are rising right now. We're like, dude, I never showed this fucking thing to anybody. I've been so ashamed of this thing for years, dude.
Well, luckily I'm a grower, dude.
You told me that.
I can grow. I mean, it's not. I don't grow to anything fucking crazy substantial, but goddamn, dude.
Dong. That's nice.
I'm saying my flass is so micro that any growth is just like Guinness Book of World Records. Yeah, just like, dude, how? What the fuck? It's a magic trick, dude.
Oh, man. But yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Knowing that this small dongs are about to take over.
Dude, it's not. It's small dongs, and even if you have a... I'm telling you, dude, it's the fucking alpha apocalypse. You're done. It's just effete men and women. It's subordinate men and just fucking women.
What do you think of that?
I think we've entered this before. I've wondered about this a lot. If women have controlled the earth at one point on a massive scale.
No, they haven't.
I think they definitely have.
When do you think?
Before Islam, dude. I was telling you this the other day. Matt and Shane's secret podcast, dude. Islam was the original MSSP, dude.
Yeah, Islam was the original
RS. Women were in charge of everything, and they were just like, you know what, dude? No.
Islam showed up and was like, all right, we got to stop these bitches, dude. They're ruining everything. They're ruining our fucking deserts. Our deserts were sick until they took over.
All the Ayatollahs were just women, and they're like, dude, these Ayatollahs aren't even that good at being an Ayatollah, dude. This is bullshit. Everyone's just being nice to them.
Yeah. Like, I'm better at being an Ayatollah than them. I get better crowd results than this Ayatollah. They just like it because he's a woman.
Yep.
And Muhammad put his dick on someone's forehead.
Yeah, he did.
And then was like, fuck it, I'm all in. I'm starting all in, a religion. Dude. We're going to invade the entire world within 100 years. Religion of peace, you, my dick.
This has happened before. I want to sit back. I want to spend the rest of my life being like, all right, women are in charge of the world. Let's go.
Yeah.
I've watched book clubs crumble, dude. Like, you guys want the government? Fucking go for it, man.
Yeah, true. I mean,
all you'd have to, you think about being like a defector or some sort, like, if you were to be like an anti, say like we became under like an all women dictatorship, which I think it's fucking going that way.
No, it's not.
It is, dude. Every powerful man now, dude, every powerful man now is getting ousted.
Yeah, but at this everyone's point, got it's dirt. So many. It's like
42.
Now it's like
42 since Harvey Wein.
Sure.
It's going to trickle down. That's an exponential thing. Yeah,
there's going to be some Reaganomics on this sexual assault thing, but also it's going to get to the point where it's like even with Louis, everyone's like, nah, like if they keep calling everyone out, it's like, we're going to be like, all right, well, which one did he actually rape someone? Or was it like, what, he showed you his dick at work?
Well, that's,
I've heard that story a million times now. Who cares? Let him go
back to
work.
That was the whole movie Waiting. It was just people in restaurants showing people their dicks.
I used to, after I saw that movie, I was showing people my nuts constantly. I mean, guys, but still.
Hey, a girl might have caught some of the crossfire, dude.
I think a bunch of girls did see me do the lights game.
Yeah, definitely.
At Elon University.
I mooned a girl on my bus and got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah. My cousin Pat got kicked off the bus. What did he do? I think he did full red eye. He like pulled his butthole open.
Give me the eye sore on.
I should have doxed my cousin. I was just like rolled right off my tongue. It gave the eye of Sauron. Yeah, but when the women control, I think Hillary Clinton's going to die, and all her space magic you were talking about is going to go into the earth and just get replenished. All the
retrograded Mercury.
Yeah, dude, that's going to go into the earth and just be absorbed.
What do you think? She's probably a fucking Aries.
Oh, she's definitely on the cusp of like three different signs, dude.
She's got to be some crazy. Powerful.
Apparently, she broke her ankle and like, or she hurt her ankle and, there's a big conspiracy. There's a lot of conspiracy theories around her injuries. Like, she'll limp and everyone's like, she's got AIDS. She's dying. She's dying.
Basically, she gets IMDb'd every fucking... what's that? Internet,
WebMD.
WebMD'd every single fucking... Like, if she sneezes, everyone's like, brain cancer.
But yeah, I think when women eventually take over control of the government, it'll be... If you're, like, resisting them or trying to, like, splinter them, it'll be so easy to just be like, yo, you know who's fucking really hot? And they'll just be like...
Yeah, if
banish
in Congress is just like, you know who's hot? Jews. Just be Holocaust again. They'd be like, what? No, they're not.
Just write Maxim like 50 hottest women. They're just gone. It's like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
True.
Hottest youngest women. They're just like, psh, gulag.
So it got on to, I started to talk about Matt Lauer. Which was a huge mistake.
You were just like, fucking, you had like a whole police belt full of topics.
There were like five lesbians at the table. Like, it was a fucking, it was the worst place to bring this up. And I thought only she was listening to me. So like, I try to say horrible things to her to get her fucking going.
Do you think lesbians go harder?
Dude, before
you
I
think
even,
they're like calcified.
They're
in
ready
some
to
sense
go,
where
dude.
It's like,
no, they'll get you. I started to talk about it. They weren't even paying attention to me. And they both, two lesbians just fucking
Can you fight?
Eye contact.
Are you allowed
to
fight two lesbians?
You're allowed to fight anyone that eats pussies.
Okay. That's fair.
That's a rule.
Yeah, that's good.
So then they heard me talking about Lauer and just like fucking.
What?
Pavlov's dogs, dude. They started fucking, their pussies started watering.
They put down their Red Bull vodkas.
Oh, that was
dude.
A terrible thing to say.
They put down they put their Red Bull vodkas
they
down.
They did, and they turned to me, and they're like, what did you say about women and Matt Lauer? And I, because I was going to say, are women retards or fucking kick-ass?
Man.
I know, I was like, I didn't say it.
So you would, like, be, you would definitely be dude ISIS if the female fucking autocracy comes.
Sure.
You're already, you had your suicide vest on. You're like, you guys are fucking retards.
I'm getting a fucking, that's the Allah
Akbar.
You
just
get a fucking retard.
You just get scratched.
So then I went, somehow we got into fucking Israel versus Palestine.
Okay.
I have no idea. I was trying to stay out. She mentioned something
Can I stop you? What were the hairstyles of the two lesbians who accosted you? Any gelled spikes?
No, in fact, both not.
Lipstick lesbians?
They both looked. Ooh. Yeah, they were nice.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry, I had to set that.
Pretty ladies.
Before someone tells me a story about lesbians, I have to know the exact aesthetics of
sex.
Because it changes everything.
Yeah.
Now I'm in a porno.
True. True. In a Greek restaurant.
So you're with hot lesbians.
Hot lesbians that were upset with me. And then.
How do you even argue with them? I'd be like, yeah, you're right. Do you guys ever kiss?
But then.
So you guys are on Israel Palestine.
Israel Palestine. She got into the point where she was like, I work with a Palestinian, and it's, that's what happened. Because I was like, dude, how sick was it? Yeah, this is how we got into it.
Yeah.
So I was like, how sick is it that Trump just said that the capital of Israel should be Jerusalem? Like, I just opened with that, just sitting there saying it to her. And she was like, fuck that, you fucking man. And like, it's like, I can't believe you're pro-Israel. And I was like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, what are you?
I was like, you're pro-Palestinian? And she was like, yeah, who isn't? And I was like, America?
Oh my God.
And
that's
she was like,
so
no, just
funny.
Fucking idiots that voted for Trump are. I was like, how about Obama? Pretty sure he was pretty pro Israel.
He was,
too. What the
too.
Fuck are you talking about? How about every president ever?
What'd she say?
And she was like,
dude, you hit her with saying Obama, dude.
Yeah,
and she was like,
I hit her with the fucking. That's my shit, dude.
Yeah.
I have my fucking facts to back that up.
Well, that's,
And they're like, they've been there for thousands of years before the Israeli fucking settlement. And it's like, they weren't even a country ever.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up. Palestine.
What were they, like clans?
They were Ottoman Empire before World War I.
Okay.
They were British controlled pre-World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And then post-World War II, it was Israel and Palestine.
Okay. So what were they though?
Shit.
So they were just a bunch of people living there.
I mean, they were Palestinians, but I don't think they were at a country. It was within the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah, yeah. So there were clans living in like a no man's land.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't a no man's land. It's like the Kurds that live in like Iraq and Syria now. Like,
okay.
That's Kurdistan, but it's not a country.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like it's like we live in Mantua, but it's like no one calls it Mantua unless you live here.
True. There's no real punchline to this story. It's just funny to me that liberal cause is now pro-Palestine.
Yeah?
It's weird.
I could see how that would happen, though, because I've read about that. When I used to, like, and again, this is when I used to smoke copious amounts of weed. I remember thinking, like, well, why would those guys just fly planes in the building? We definitely did fucked up stuff for them. And then I read half of Confessions of an Economic Hitman and stopped because it was boring, and it was like, I knew it.
I knew we
were wrong.
Well, I mean, of course there were some wrong.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean,
of course.
And just like Israel, and that's what I said to her. I wasn't like, oh, I'm definitely pro-Israel. I was just like, it's weird to take a side in this.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird
for exactly.
You.
That's what's bizarre.
It's weird to be like, I mean, of course I'm not going to say I'm pro-Israel like that. Like,
yeah, exactly.
But I'm not going to be like, get them the fuck out of there. Like, I'm just like, I'm out of that.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Exactly. And it's weird to be a feminist and people will give you shit forever. And it's like the one time I was talking about The Handmaiden's Tale, how like that book purchase went up, and you literally said, you're like, you mean like fucking Sharia law? It's like the same.
Handmaiden's Tale.
And for them to be like, so everyone who's such an atheist to be like, well, Islam's such a beautiful. It's like, dude, if you're gonna pick one religion,
what's the deal? Why are we picking the worst one?
Why? And they're like, well, the Bible has bad stuff. It's like, yeah, it is, but like fundamentalists Christians who go and kill people are punished by the law.
Yeah.
And if you are a fundamentalist Islam living in an Islamic country that goes on Sharia law, they're like, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Way to bomb a bunch of people. We're in full support of you.
Like Hamas in Palestine.
Yeah.
And it's funny because then I watched this thing, and it's cool. It's called Crash Course History. Uh-huh. It's on YouTube. It's pretty sick. The guy's a fucking huge Tool who makes them, but he does like 10, 15-minute videos about certain topics.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the Israeli-Palestine one, and it's good, except he's liberal enough that he glosses over terrorism. He's like, and then in, I think it was like 2007 or 2008, when Hamas gained control of Palestine, he was like, Hamas, which is considered a terrorist organization because they target civilians with suicide bombings, but they're also, they gained a lot of traction for all the works they've done with the people, like schools and hospitals. It's like, yeah, okay. I mean, same with fucking Al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
I mean,
like, they built some schools, but they also, you know.
Well, dude, what goes on in those fucking schools, too? It's like they build schools where you're indoctrinated to, like, literally, we should kill all the Jews, wipe out Westerners. So it's like, they fucking build schools, dude.
Yeah.
If I was building, like, white nationalist schools, I can't be like, yeah, well, fuck, dude, come on.
Yeah, this is my
country.
I built
a school. It's like, they know times tables and shit, but those schools aren't fucking, like, people learning how to swim, times tables, science. It's like, Allah created the universe, kill all the Jews, 5 times 6 is 30. If you're a woman, get the fuck out of this class. That's insane to do that.
Also, it was funny. Take a look at Israeli history. It's pretty funny to watch how much they just fuck up the Middle East.
Really?
Like, the Middle East, any country will, like, try to get after them, and they just bury them. There's, like, 6 days wars where they just defeat, like, Egypt fucking... Everybody,
dude, I wouldn't want to battle the Jews, dude. I would not want if I was a country, if like I was in charge of a country and the Jews were like, you guys want to fight? I'd be like, nope,
no,
I'm cool.
The Jews
I'm
will
cool.
get you.
Well, I'm cool.
First off, the Jews got America on their side.
Yeah,
so they're like, go. You guys want to go to war?
I don't understand how.
You see behind us, we have the United States.
Yeah,
and the United States is waiting to fuck you guys up. Yeah. Go ahead, fuck with us, dude.
Yeah, you don't think we can easily, we're in control of all the newspapers. We're going to write some shit and get all those hillbillies fired up. We're going to get all the hillbillies fired up.
All the retarded white guys angry. They got us.
That's
got you
the
and
best,
me.
Dude.
I'm sitting here like, fuck Palestine.
Damn, that was such a power move. Exactly. We got all of our hunting. They're like, yeah, make a bunch of hunting terrorist permits and print them out at Walmart.
Your dad's got it on his truck.
Fuck. Yeah, they're fucking, they're crafty.
Oh, I'm sure. Dude, I'm sure those black porn stars were taking out some frustration on them.
Ooh, damn, dude. Some of those ex-football players out of the locker room.
Yep.
Porn, it's going to get to the point where it's like, pretty soon, I think within 10 years, you're going to have a helmet, like almost like a barber chair thing where like girls get their hair dried. You're going to put on a helmet where you're just watching a lady blow you and a fleshlight, like a mechanical robot fleshlight's going to be blowing you.
That's during the female... authoritarian government.
You think they'll give us that?
They'll give us that and
they'll
be like,
shame us.
Stick to yourselves. Go away.
It would fucking work.
And just put us in farms.
That's how the Matrix, they didn't get those dudes.
Farm, dude.
They didn't get those dudes into those watery caskets by like, mm-hmm. Yeah, go hop in. It was like, they were in blowjob chairs like, oh, and they're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. And they just saw like a bunch of chicks sitting on their face like, okay, I'll lay down. Shut them off, dude. Harvested their power.
That's the
so
Matrix.
That's why you got to stop watching porn.
Yeah.
That's how you enter the Matrix, dude. You put the helmet on, you just never come back. You put the porn helmet on, you're done.
I watched porn last night. I thought of
you. Did you?
I thought of you as soon as I was done.
I thought about it this morning.
It was hilarious. I watched for about 4 minutes, turned it off, read my Kindle, went to bed. It's not of...
Dude, not me.
And it was funny because while I was reading it, I was like, huh. I was like, yeah, in your fucking face, man. No, it's not weird to look at porn.
Dude, I used to read like erotic stories. I look at Savita Bobby. It was like the
Savita
cartoon.
Bobby.
That was like the cartoon strip. Porn, obviously.
And you're a sound hound.
Total fucking. So I have headphones on, which is dangerous. It's like midnight in my bathroom.
You have your Beats by Dre on.
I got my Beats by Dre. Someone could come in.
That.
I'm going to get busted by my... Dude, it's just not... Yeah, they are Beats by Dre.
That's why they're called that. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway.
I don't want to... the times I've fallen, I've had... In the last three months.
You mean you've fallen from your nofap?
My nofap, my soft mode. Hard mode's no coming. Soft mode is someone can make you come.
Okay.
But in the last 3 months, I've only fallen once. And it was like a shameful, nasty nooner. Just like standing up over my laptop with my sweatpants by my ankles.
Oh my God.
You put a shirt over your laptop and angle it so it doesn't get hit. And you try to just like shoot it in there.
What?
When I'm... jerking off, I do a standing salute, dude. I finish standing up and just fucking fire
right at your laptop,
right into the old war horse. Why do you think I call this thing the war horse, dude?
You come on, you facial.
Well, I put
your laptop?
I put an old shirt to like block it. And I mean, again, this thing's a decorated fucking soldier. This thing's taking some fucking hits.
No wonder it's so funny when our like podcast is fucking up. It's like technical issues. It's like, yeah, you come on the laptop, dude.
Dude, I pulled this thing open on a plane one time. And it was just speckled with dried cum, and I was like, whoa,
what?
I mean, I didn't clean it properly.
Why are you coming on your laptop? That's the craziest shit I've ever heard. That's literally the craziest thing you've ever said.
I come on a shirt on my laptop.
Why do you put a shirt on your laptop and come on it?
I don't like to come while I'm sitting down in a chair and it just shoots up and gets everywhere. I like to shoot it right into a fucking shirt. So I finished. When I relapsed, it was me like standing by my laptop with my gray sweatpants at my ankles at noon. I had the whole rest of the day to be like, fuck. God what? Damn it. How else do you finish?
You fucking... We've talked about this.
I just put
a paper towel over your dick.
Yeah, but that's when you're laying in bed. I'm sitting at my desk. I need the full screen of my laptop. I'm sitting in my chair. I got my headphones on, full blast, and I'm fucking jerking, dude.
You should be on a nofap.
I know.
You should be on a nofap list. If you're coming on your Samsung laptop.
Yeah, dude. That was the funniest thing
what
to me.
On earth?
The funniest thing to me about the August day. I mean, it's horrible she killed herself, but those dudes reading that news article and being like, wait, who killed herself? She hung herself? And this instantly just like, oh my God, and starting to jerk off to her dead. Yeah, that's what I heard.
I knew
it. But like reading about a death and then jerking off to it 10 minutes later is like the fucking funniest
thing.
That
is crazy.
And then there's a guy like on my NoFap forum that I subscribe to. He was like, I don't think it's right to masturbate to dead people. And it's like, well, she's not dead in the video. She's alive. But yeah, dude, so I'm still going strong, dude.
Well, now that I know you stand up and come on computers, support your NoFap.
It's on my shirt. And sometimes, again, sometimes there's too much passion.
It seeps through the shirt sometimes.
Sometimes it just fucking misses in paintball rainbow, Tom Clancy Rainbow Six is a screen, dude. I've worked that one through in steps.
That was funny, though. Oh, man.
Yeah, man, you gotta watch. Wow. You do the reverse monkey shot into the toilet every now and again. That's
monkey shot? What's that?
When you like you're jerking off on the toilet and you like you spin around and squat and you gotta like push your boner down.
I've never jerked off on the toilet.
You never shot it down into the Kohler? You never fed the Kohler?
I've never fed the Kohler. I've been pretty.
You're sitting. You gotta like. It's funny too because like you're jerking off. Like, oh, I'm gonna come. Then you stand up and you're like, well, I broke that. So you gotta sit there for a while and stand up. And you go, oh, here it comes. You do like a power squat shot. So,
what?
You know, so I can access my mouse and move around. So that's chilling. And then when it comes time, I flip it almost into like an L where like the screen's protected to the bottom half, keyboard's covered for the most part.
Oh, you must hit the screen constantly.
Dude, I mean, a good amount. And the screen turns like weird purple and green, like when you touch a magnet to a TV and you gotta like.
Then you gotta wipe it off like a. Dude. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, man. I told you this pod, my laptops last like, I buy the cheapest laptops.
Yeah, because you're nutting all
I'd
over.
I'd go on like the shittiest fuck. Well, that's not why. I'd nut on
fucking.
I'd nut on an Apple just as fast.
You better not.
I would.
You better not, dude. Steve Jobs died
that should
for that.
That should be PC's new thing. Like, you can totally come on these laptops. These are cum proof laptops.
They have windshield wipers.
Having a cum proof laptop would be a fucking smashing success.
For like 1%. of weird dudes, not even of people, just weird men.
We'd be surprised.
How many guys nut on their
stand
computer?
Up and shoot? Well, know what it comes from?
I guarantee not one person.
Yeah.
That we talk to.
You don't think so?
Not one of these listeners is going to reach out to either of us and be like, "Yeah, I come on my laptop."
No, know what I think it comes from though is when I used to look at Victoria's Secrets. I used to look at Kohl's magazines.
Yeah, you hit that one.
I'd have to come on the things, but I'm not trying to come on these.
Sometimes
people.
You do that, and that's weird,
dude. It's a disaster. If I'm in a chair and I send a rope flying into the air, it's dude. It's fucking Area 51 cleanup site, dude. It's like I need to contain the mess.
That's exactly why you just put a paper towel over your.
Ew,
dick.
No, dude.
What do you mean, ew?
That's Handmaid's Tale jerking off.
No,
dude.
It isn't.
I'm living in the free society.
You're living in a crazy world.
You're living in the fucking apocalypse of fucking alphas,
no,
dude.
No, I'm not. I'm just
you're,
nutting.
You're covered. Your dick's like a nun, dude. It's covered.
Yeah,
mine's
I'm very
a fucking,
pious. I'm very pious.
Mine's
when
a wild
off.
Child, dude. It's fucking ripping. And I have to also keep tabs on like how hard I'm ripping to know that I'm healthy or not.
Yeah, you've covered. You've discussed that for some reason you decide your health based on how hard you nut.
There was someone. There was like a when I was. Where the fuck? I was in Drexel.
A gym teacher told you that.
No, right? I was in a big. I was dating Asian. For some reason, I like dated a lot of Asians in one phase. I went to Drexel, and some girl gave me a hand job, and I shot real far. And she's like, "Oh, where the hell's you?" And I was like, "Well, that's health. I'm healthy.
It's Eastern medicine.
Yeah.
Oh,
A very hail she.
A very hard rope. Very strong rope.
Yeah, she made a very hail she, and I was like, sweet, that's what that means?
You got to see that Scorsese Japan.
No, I can't wait.
There's a Japanese dude. It's all Japanese, so everybody's like, hut!
Oh my god.
He shall know this. But there's a guy who speaks English and he's like the most stereotypical Japanese voice. He's like, yes, you come out here and spread your religion to us all. It's so funny. He's got buck teeth. He literally a racist caricature of Japanese man.
Oh, my God.
He looks like old political cartoons of Hirohito from World War II.
Holy fuck. So he went out to cast and they're like, you got the job.
They're like, perfect.
Oh, my God.
At one point, because the way they get you to apostate is they put a picture of Jesus on the ground. You're supposed to step on it.
Yeah.
And it's like a very dramatic moment. And he's like, step on your Jesus.
Oh, so funny. God.
Step now on your Jesus.
Holy shit.